State Senator Angela Mosley's political connections run deep in North St. Louis County, but her ties to the county go beyond one area. And she says where she doesn't know anyone, she'll listen. It's a skill that served her well as chair of the Senate Democratic Caucus. Mosley is one of three candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for county executive. We've already spoken to her opponents, State Senator Brian Williams and County Assessor Jake Zimmerman. The Democrat from Florissant joins me next on the latest episode of Politically Speaking. Let's hit the music.
This is the Politically Speaking podcast, the definitive show about Missouri politics.
We've seen a county government that has had smooth and steady leadership, and I think we're on a good path right now.
I realize the office needed a prosecutor to run it.
And we have a better solution of addressing those needs.
I don't think it's about a popularity contest. What I think it about is it's time for change.
Working together across city and county, across political affiliations, that we can start to find overlapping goals.
I had some moments where I had to, you know, lean into my courage.
You'll see us work together on areas of agreement, and you'll see us have difficult conversations when we don't agree.
And welcome to Politically Speaking. I'm your host, Rachel Lippman. Joining me today in the very hot studios of St. Louis Public Radio is
Senator Angela Walton Mosley.
She is also a candidate for St. Louis County Executive. And Senator, because this is your first time on the podcast, we like to give those first timers a chance to introduce themselves. So tell our listeners who Angela Walton Mosley is.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, first of all, for having me here today. I am State Senator Angela Walton Mosley. I represent the 13th Senatorial District. It is in North St. Louis County. I have been a senator for 6 years. The last four, I've been the Minority Caucus Chair. I also serve as the Regional Vice Chair for National Black Caucus of State Legislators. I am a member of CWA Local 6300. I am also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. I have been married to my husband, former State Rep Jay Mosley, for over 30 years. We have two grandchildren, three children. Our eldest is State Rep Chanel Mosley, who is running for re-election currently, and I have a middle child, Janae Mosley, is also running for election. I have worked on many community resource fairs. We give away free backpacks and free school supplies. When I first got in office, first thing I did was we were in a pandemic, and I made sure that we brought a mask vaccination event to my district. We also provided free transportation as well. And again, I do a lot in the community to address issues that we have as far as mental health, personal property taxes, senior tax freeze, the RECA. We also do a senior health and safety resource fair as well. So I do a lot in the community to make sure that I get to hear from my constituents and they get to hear from me.
I am assuming the grandchildren are not old enough to run for office yet, or you would have been naming them as members of the political family as well.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Are you allowed to be anything but a political figure in the Walton family?
Oh, of course. My sister, who passed away back in 2022, she was a mechanical engineer. She, before having her children, she worked for Chrysler for them. Once she became a mother, she became a stay-at-home mom. So we have entrepreneurs in our family. We have community engagement people in our family. My brother is a veteran. He lives in California. He's within the cybersecurity industry. So my son is in the music industry. So
as a performer, as a producer, what's his role there?
He's trying to be a performer.
Okay.
So he writes music as well as, you know, kind of sort of rap sings.
Okay. And for those who may not be as familiar with the kind of internal party operations down in Jefferson City, when you say you are the Minority Caucus Chair, what was your role within the Democratic Party in the State Senate?
As the Minority Caucus Chair, we meet with our members in the caucus to see what bills are important to them, as well as set up meetings for the caucus. So that's the role, that's the minority caucus chair.
So kind of in charge of a small group, but mighty group of individuals down in Jefferson City.
Oh, definitely. It's only 10 of us, but we are very powerful, and we work well together for the most part. And we have each other's back, which is most important.
When did you make the decision to run for St. Louis County Executive, and what drew you into that race as opposed to, you know, just finishing out the rest of your term as a state senator?
Well, you know, we are term limited, so you're starting to look at what your next opportunity will be when you're in your last term. And this office became open. I talked to my team, and we decided that this was a good opportunity for me to run for St. Louis County Executive.
You do have a lot of legislative experience, as you mentioned, 6 years as a state senator, and I'm assuming unofficial advisor to your husband while he was also in office. But how do you translate that into an executive position?
Well, you know, when you're a state senator, you're executing basically over the state, you know, so you can transfer that into being the state St. Louis County Executive. You have to manage people just like in the state senate as you do as a St. Louis County Executive. So my plan as state St. Louis County Executive, I plan to get in and with the ball running, it's just like I did as a state senator, and meet with each and every department head, get to know them, get to see what's going on in their departments, get to meet the people within those departments as well. Because a lot of times people tend to ignore them, and they're the ones that are the ones that know what's going on intricately. And they can tell me what's working, what's not working. A lot of times the department heads are kind of disconnected, but the people within know how things should flow and how what works and what doesn't.
From your view as a resident of St. Louis County, what is working and not working for you that you would address or keep as St. Louis County Executive?
Well, as we all know, we are in the big deficit with the budget. So that's definitely something that's not working. So we need to work on diving into the budget to see why we went into a deficit. You know, people say forget the past, but you can't forget the past if you don't want to go back where you back into deficit. So we need to dive into the budget, see why, how we ended up in a deficit, come up with a plan to get out the deficit, and then figure out how to make sure that that doesn't happen again. So that's something that we need to dive into.
Have you given any thought as to what your plan would be for that yet? Obviously, you're not in the role. You don't know all the intricacies of the county executive or the county government yet. But just from being a resident and a political observer, where do you think the responsibility is, and what's your prescription to address that?
Well, you always have to have a good team. So that'll be the first thing, is to make sure your team is on par and to have someone on your team that knows how to deal with big budgets. So that'll be the first thing. Then we would need to do some type of audit to see where all the money has been spent, if there are any spots where money has been wasted, and go from there.
You wrote in a Facebook comment on May 20th that you want to restore fiscal responsibility, transparency, and trust. We addressed the fiscal responsibility part. I'm curious where you're seeing a lack of transparency and trust.
Well, you know, in recent events that we just seen in St. Louis County, apparently, you know, the county council is not being transparent with the voters, and, you know, not being responsible with the budget. And, you know, they're not putting people first. They're putting their fight before people. And that's a big problem. And they need to learn how to put your fight aside when it's for the people, when it, you know, people before politics.
So how do you heal that dynamic between the county executive and the county council? And this is not something that's unique to the current county council and county executive. It goes all the way back to 2014 and Charlie Dooley. How do you heal that?
Well, I think everyone has to play a part in it. It's not just up to the county executive. It's also up to the members of the council as well. They have to want to work together, and they should want to work together if they want to make sure that county goes forward. So just like when I got in the Senate, I met with each senator, made sure I got to meet everyone and get to know them. And I will do the same with the seven other county council members. You know, we might not always agree, but you have to learn to agree to disagree, and come to a common ground and learn how to negotiate with one another. You know, give and take, as long as it's not harmful to the community.
Are there things that you believe the county council has done, whether it's just to score their political points, that have been harmful to St. Louis County?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, in the recent activities they've done with the budget, as far as not withholding the funding for the public health department, that was going to be a big issue for the health department. And we also, you know, seeing where they've put plenty of propositions on the ballots just to settle a fight with them and the St. Louis County executive, which was a waste of money.
I'm thinking Proposition B is the one that comes to mind. Are there any others that I'm forgetting about that come to mind for you?
They had a proposition where they made it where Sam Page wasn't able to have a second job. Where if you used to be a county council person, that you can't work in the county government for so many years. That was political. It wasn't because it was something needed. It was some way to mess with Sam Page and county council members that they had an issue with.
You do outline on your Facebook page some areas that you're passionate about, and I'm wondering kind of how you'll continue to advocate and work towards them as a county executive. The first is violent crime. What's your agenda or your plan as county executive to work on that issue?
Well, I always do a gun violence prevention community forum, so that's something I've always been working on as a state senator, and I do a lot of public safety events as well. So I would address crime I think that we need to get law enforcement back on the ground, you know, get them more into the community so that people get to see them, get to know them, start to build relationships with the community and law enforcement. And when law enforcement is around, you're not less likely to commit a crime. So I think that law enforcement needs to get out into the community, get to know the community, and let the community get to know them. And we need, you know, there was a program that I attended as well where they were teaching people that police officers are afraid for their lives as well, and they want the police officers to know that people are afraid, and they want the people to know that law enforcement is afraid, and help them understand one another. And I think that's something that we need to make sure that we do.
How, as county executive, would you work on public education? That's sort of a state and very local realm that the county doesn't have a lot to say in. So where's the lane for the county executive there?
Well, the lane would be to support all the school districts, support their school boards, support their superintendents, and do whatever I can to be behind the scenes helping them. And I'm going to take over.
I wouldn't think so.
For them,
don't know that the county has any interest or yeah, ability to do so.
Right.
But
I currently already work with the superintendents within my district. I have everyone's cell phone number, the exception of one, because it's a new one, so I haven't gotten to meet her yet. But I do have all the superintendent's numbers. I have a meeting with one coming up this week, so so I continue to do that as well and see how I can be of help to them.
And jobs and economic development, where would be your focus as St. Louis County executive to set policies in that framework, in that area?
Well, when it comes to we need workforce development, workforce training. So I will come up with some programs for that. We also need to find resources for people so that they can find jobs. There is a St. Louis County workforce development already out at Northwest Plaza that a lot of people don't know about. And I think that we need to make it more known that facility is available to them so that they can go out there. They help with resumes. They help them with clothing as well, interviewing skills. So I think that we need to make sure that people are aware of what all the services that we already provide.
So using the bully pulpit of the county executive's office to trumpet the services that are already available.
Right.
Housing's another one of the areas that you are interested in, worked towards as a state senator. What would be the role for the county executive in an Angela Walton Mosley administration in that area?
Working and housing goes pretty much hand in hand. So you have to make sure that people have jobs that they can take care of their families with. There are quality jobs that provide quality life for their families. So you make sure that they, again, have that training that they need. We have programs as well to teach them how they can get housing, what steps they should take to get a loan if necessary. Well, probably so. What steps they would take to get a loan, how they can get a loan, how they can clear their credit. My chief of staff currently has that background, so that would be, I will definitely work with her on how we can get something like that together.
And how about for neighborhood preservation? What would be your efforts as county executive there?
Well, you have to teach people to love where they live. And if you love where you live, you don't tear it up. So you have to teach people to love where they live. You have to allow people to have ownership. You know, you don't want to tear up what you own either. So people need to get involved in the cleanup themselves as well. You know, we have community cleanup days. So I think that's one way to preserve. Also, we need to protect our small businesses. You know, there are a lot of people that want to start small businesses, and we need to make it available to them.
What do you love about St. Louis County?
I'm a city girl, originally, but I did raise all three of my children in Florissant, Missouri. I believe in making it work where you are. You know, a lot of people start their journey in elective office in North County, and then once their term is up, they're gone. They're gone to Lake St. Louis. They're gone to St. Charles. They're gone to Creve Coeur. And I have no problem with where I live. I feel like that we should work on making sure that our area is better than what it is now and not run away. You know, that's what people tend to do, run away when they think it's not what they want it to be instead of working on the problem.
There's an intriguing pot of money out there to help with some of the areas, not only that you referenced, but the budget deficit. And that is the remainder of the money left over from the Rams' departure. Mm-hmm. Where or how would you spend that remaining money?
Well, I think the Rams fund should be used on investments, used on economic development. I don't think it should be used per se for ongoing expenses because, you know, that money is going to run out. So I think that we should use the Rams money on things outside of the ongoing revenue, such as, like I said, infrastructure, economic development, and not wasted, like I said, on not wasted on propositions, unnecessary propositions.
Are there programs that you've learned about being in contact with other state elected officials that you think you could replicate in St. Louis County using that money that you'd want to make the investment in?
Not necessarily. Haven't heard of any programs in any other state that I would want to reference yet.
But you did mention at a candidate forum that you were against data centers. Mm-hmm. Is there any regulatory framework that could come from either the state or the county government where they would earn your support in some fashion?
Well, the reason I'm against the data centers is because of the environmental contamination that it causes. It causes contamination to your water. And from the videos I've seen where they've shown when people turn their water on, it's barely coming out. And when it does come out, it has dirt in it. No one wants to drink dirty water. No one wants their utilities going up because of data centers. We already are dealing with rate increases because of legislation, as well as the PSC doing rate increases. So the way for them to get me on board is to come up with a way to make sure that we do not have to deal with any contamination, because we already have contamination in our county, as you know, with Coldwater Creek. We don't want to add to that. So they have to figure out how to not cause any issues for the residents. That's who's more most important. We don't want them to one day later find out that this is causing them some type of cancer that they wouldn't have had if it wasn't for the data centers.
How well do you think that the county is doing at managing the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA? And are there things that you would want to do as county executive to make that program run more efficiently in the way that you can, knowing that it is a federal program?
Good question. There have been people who've reached out to me regarding the RECA application and want to be able to go to certain people, other people, to get help on how to fill the application out. They don't want to have to go to just one place. So I think we need to give them more avenues to get help with the application. We need a call line as well that people can call into to get help, not just get out. You know, not everybody has transportation to go get assistance. So we need a call line that where they can call in to get assistance with their applications, and as well as to be able to call in to see the status of their application, because that's another thing that people have called me about, not knowing the status of their application or their child's application.
The conversation around regional collaboration has heated up recently, and I know that you say you don't want a complete merger of the city and the county a la Better Together, but are there areas where greater cooperation could benefit St. Louis County residents?
It's always good to collaborate with other regions. I have no problem collaborating with the city. I believe that Sam Page and the mayor have been collaborating over the years, and I will continue to do the same. And, you know, any other region that is connected to the county, I have no problem working with them as well. You know, more heads are better than one.
And are there areas where you think collaboration could be especially beneficial?
Any other areas? Law enforcement, crime. You know, sometimes people flee the city coming into the county and vice versa. And St. Charles, I think that law enforcement needs to work together in the city as well in the county, and the county as well as St. Charles, and work on how we can collaboratively.
That is a hard word.
Work together to make sure that we work on crime prevention. I think it'll work better when we come together.
I want to take a few minutes towards the end of the podcast to talk about the political side of these races. Mm-hmm. How are you addressing the perception of some that you got into the race to be a spoiler?
Well, you know, I believe that's just somebody's statement, because they were thinking that they were going to just walk into this seat. And the seat is open for anybody to run for it. So, again, the opportunity is mine, just like it's theirs, and I took the opportunity to run.
Your base of political power is North St. Louis County. How is the introduction to Southwest Central County going?
Well, I've been lucky that everyone has been reaching out, asking me to come out to their township meetings, so I've been doing that. That's been going well. My mother grew up in Meacham Park, which is in Kirkwood, Missouri, which means that I kind of grew up there as well, because I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house, so I do know a little bit about West County already. My church was in Kirkwood as well. I have friends that live out in the town and country area. My godparents had a home before they passed away in town and country. May not have actually lived in the areas, but I have a lot of connections to those areas. And, you know, You have to go out there when you become, when I become St. Louis County Executive, I will be able to go in each of those areas and get to meet those people as I do now in my area that I'm representing now. I plan to meet with those county members who represent those areas to see how I can assist them. You know, you have to have some dialogue there.
Now, you were involved in a physical altercation with a member of the St. Louis County Council, and the details are being litigated in court, so we're not going to get into them here. But there may be people out there as you're campaigning who know you through the news only on that altercation. Are you encountering kind of any negative perceptions? How are you working to combat that at all?
I honestly have not had anyone bring that up to me at all. So it's going well. I think people know that I am a good person, a person of integrity. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything.
And will you be able to set aside the differences if you are elected and work with members of the St. Louis County Council who you disagree with?
Right. Nobody works 100% with people they like, you know, and people should be able to work with people they don't like. You still have to get a job done. You know, again, you have to agree to disagree. I have no problem working with anyone that I've had any issue with or they've had an issue with me, which most of the time is them having an issue with me. And put that aside when it comes to the people. You know, you have to know how to get past that and help the people. That's what's more important. And I've done it in any job I've had. I've had someone there that I probably didn't like or didn't like me, but I still got the job done. At my previous job, I was in leadership, you know.
Probably a lot of people there didn't like you if you were in leadership.
Well, you know, no, they did.
Leaders aren't always there to necessarily be loved, but.
Well, you know, I was one of those that they did like.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And when I say leadership, I was like the lead in my work group. I wasn't in management, but I was the lead in my work group. And I was chosen to be the one to meet with management every month to be the voice of my work group. So just like that, I'll be the voice of the people as well in St. Louis County Executive.
As you would know from your time in Jefferson City, so many of the outcomes for St. Louis County and other democratically controlled cities are some ways in the or democratically controlled areas are in the hands of people who don't really necessarily like democratically governed areas. How do you work within that political dynamic to advocate and push for St. Louis County when a lot is out of your hands?
Well, you know, in the state Senate, you have the Republican is the majority party, and we have to learn how to work with them regardless whether we agree or not. And I would do the same as the St. Louis County Executive. You know, you have to get to, like I said, you have to meet them where they are and have that dialogue. And they're not always wrong. They're not always right, but they're not always wrong either. And, you know, you have to see how you can give them what they want without going against your morals and going against what is right for the people.
Will you have the resources to be able to get your message out to the people that you need to?
Well, everyone knows that I am the one candidate that does not have all the financial backing, but I've never been the candidate to have the financial backing. So I don't let that deter me from running for office. I was outraised in my first campaign, outraised again in the second campaign. So I still came out successful, you know, so it's all in God's plan. Whatever he wants to happen is what's going to happen. And I'm not going to be mad either way it goes. So,
and that's very clearly a point of pride for you.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I've always been a believer of God, and I feel like what he has for me is for me. It doesn't matter who's against me as long as he's for me. That's what matters. So, you know, you can have all the money you want, but if God wants me to be in this position, I will be in this position. And, you know, I had a pastor that told me, well, he was speaking to the congregation, but I felt like he was talking to me.
A good pastor will make them feel like they're addressing you specifically.
So, he said God has you fighting giants because he sees the David in you. And I believe that that's the spirit that I have, the spirit of David.
What other races are you watching in terms of the impact they may have on your contest and how they'll play out in the dynamics of the St. Louis County executive race?
I've been watching the county council races. I've been watching the Senate races and the state rep races. So I've been watching pretty much all the races.
Are there any that they're intriguing you about how it may layer on top of your race specifically?
I'm working pretty well with the person running for the 14th district, Senate district, which is Joe Palm. I almost said Senator Joe Palm because that's why I call him all the time. But
speaking into existence.
Oh, yeah. So I work very closely with him. He's has a very extensive background that nobody should turn an eye from. He's been appointed by Biden, so he has a lot of knowledge. He has a lot of resources, and I will be definitely working with him because he has a lot of connections as well. Lots of state reps running that I support as well, because you know you're gonna have to need that have that state connection for funding that we would need to ask for. So yeah, I need to make sure that I am friends with the people who are running for office and who I think will get in the office, and I feel that would be the best for those seats.
Politically Speaking is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, part of the University of Missouri St. Louis. State Senator Angela Walton Mosley, anything else that you would like to tell our listeners today?
Think of me as a person of integrity, someone that cares about the people, someone that puts peoples first. And that's what we need in St. Louis County. And when you go to vote, when you scroll down with that finger, you get to Angela Walton Mosley, stop there. Go to the box next to it, color in black, and vote for Angela Walton Mosley for St. Louis County Executive.
Until next time, so long.
Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, creating laundry rooms with improved storage, workspace, and everyday function for one of the home's most used spaces. Inspiration at callmosby.com.